It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
In Galatians chapter 5 and all through the book of Galatians, Paul the Apostle tries to tell people and tries to get people to understand that they're not saved any other way other than through Jesus Christ. He tries to get the people to understand that they are saved. They have liberty. Now, remember, he's speaking to saved people here. And he's trying to get them to understand that the law cannot save you. But at the same time, he teaches that you're not to go around trying to break the law. Now, these people got saved the same way you and I got saved, and that's by trusting Jesus Christ. But once again, they got confused. They started mixing legalism, and that is real legalism when you try to keep the law in order to be saved. They didn't understand this. Now, they, I believe, had gotten saved according to what I'm reading. Well, you simply do not break the law because you are saved. In other words, you don't sin because you are saved. We're saved for eternity, but that does not give us a license to sin, in other words, to break the law. It's an important thing to remember here that Paul is teaching that we have liberty in the Lord. He's teaching that. And I want you to notice that you can read this entire chapter, but our scriptures come from Galatians chapter 5, verses 1 through 11, and especially the last part of verse 11. Well, let's read the entire verse now, the entire section. Well, let's read verse 11 first. Paul says, "And I, brethren, if I yet preach circumcision, why do I yet suffer persecution?" Now notice, "then is the offense of the cross ceased." Well, this is something that could be confusing to individuals who are not in the Word of God. And that's the reason we need pastors, preachers, and teachers to help us along to understand what the Word of God is. But the real teacher is the Holy Spirit. You must be born again to understand completely what God wants us to know as saved people. Well, and of course, as a person who needs to get saved, the Holy Spirit leads that person as well to the cross. Well, there is an offense of the cross, and Paul intends here to declare the offense of the cross never has ceased and never can cease. There are some people who think it's offensive to talk about the cross of Christ, the blood of Christ. Now, to suppose that people have stopped making fun of the cross, people actually make fun of the cross, to suppose that it has ceased is foolishness. And I believe that when a person is introduced to the cross of Christ, telling them how to be saved and this through the blood of Christ, and they refuse that, it's foolishness to them. The salvation of Jesus is peaceful, mild, and benevolent. And yet, as we look back to history, we see that history shows it to have been assailed with the bitterest hate all along. It's clearly offensive to the unregenerate mind. Now, the unregenerate, that means the unsaved person, the unsaved mind simply cannot understand the things of God. And there is no reason today to believe that it is one jot or more palatable to the world than it used to be, even as Paul was speaking to the Galatians. The world and the gospel are both unchanged. Well, we look around us today and we see and we say that things are so bad today. Things are bad. Well, things have changed so quickly. And it's because it's become so bad and so many things are placed in our way to keep us from serving God, to keep us from serving Christ, and to keep people from getting saved. There's so many things that get in the way. But I've got news for you. The devil has used tricks all along to keep to try to keep people from being saved and to try to keep Christians from serving God. One of the ways that he does that is to place the cross in front of an unsaved person and say, "This is foolish." Well, how do you think God can save you, a person like yourself? It's only a fairy tale, the devil says. Well, the devil places that there. And Paul says in Galatians chapter 5, and throughout these verses in chapter 1 especially, he says if someone comes by and starts preaching any other gospel, which there is no other gospel, he says, if they preach any other thing other than the cross to you, to anyone else, or to anyone else, let them be accursed. And I submit to you today that the world has not changed down through the ages. There are still people today who are trying to convince other people that the cross is of none effect, that it means nothing, that it's just a fairy tale. But I've got good news for you today. Jesus died for us. He shed his blood on the cross that we could have salvation, that we could have eternal life. Wherein lies the offense of this cross? Why do people get so upset? Well, it's the doctrine of atonement that offends man's pride. That's the big thing today. Man wants to save himself. He wants to puff himself up as God. And any wonder that that happens? No, because back in the Garden of Eden, man was tempted. He disobeyed God, and the devil, even from the beginning, said, if you eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you'll become as God. You'll be as good as God, the devil said. Well, that's paraphrasing, of course. Well, that's man's pride stepping in, because he disobeyed God and he ate of that forbidden tree. Man thinks he can do things on his own. He thinks he can get to heaven on his own. This is where the doctrine of atonement offends man's pride. A man rose up in church one time to testify of God saving him, and he spoke of Christ and his work, but said nothing of any efforts of his own. Well, there was a person there, the leader of the service, and he was a legalist. That person was one who believed you had to do things to get saved. That is a real legalist now, not what some people try to tell you a legalist is today. That person said they believed that they had to do things to get saved, and he rose up and said, our brother has only told us of the Lord's part in his salvation. When I was converted, there was a whole lot I had to do myself before I could expect the Lord to do anything for me. This is what this man was saying about the man who had gotten saved. Well, he said, brother, didn't you have to do your part first before God did his? This is the man who's trying to reprimand the person who said he got saved by trusting Jesus. He said, once again, brother, didn't you have to do your part first before God did his? Well, this man asked this man who had gotten up and testified the Lord's salvation. He asked him that question, and, well, the man, in an instant, who had gotten saved and gave him, the first man gave his testimony, the other man was on his feet. He replied to this legalist. He said, yes, sir, I had about forgotten my part. I didn't tell you about my part, did I? Well, I did my part for over 30 years, running away from God as fast as my sins could carry me. That was my part, and God took after me till he run me down. That was his part. Well, when you see this, understand that the offense of the cross is this, that man's pride says you can get to heaven on your own, that you have to do something to earn heaven. But the Bible tells us that Jesus Christ did it all for us, that he came and he died on that cross, and that the Bible tells us that nobody goes to heaven apart from Jesus. Now, in the book of John, chapter 8 and verse 32, it says there, and ye know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Well, what is that truth? Well, Jesus over in John chapter 14 tells us what that is. He tells us what truth is. John chapter 14 and verse 6, the Bible says, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. See, no man comes to the Father, to God the Father in heaven, other than through the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, the cross, in its simple teaching, offends man's wisdom. Man is smarter than God. Did you realize that? Well, of course, I'm being facetious when I say that. We look around and we think that man is so brilliant. Man has become so smart that he's actually become dumb. Man has actually become stupid. He has realized that he is greater than God all of a sudden, which is not true. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 17 and 18, it says, "For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God." Now understand this today. As I'm speaking to you, there are those who would tell you that you must be baptized in water in order to be saved. That is a lie from the pits of hell. Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 17, "For Christ sent me not to baptize." He says, "But he sent me to preach the gospel." And the gospel is this, that Jesus Christ died on the cross for sinners, and you must be born again, not of water, but of the new birth that comes by the Holy Spirit of God when you ask Jesus to come into your heart. If we throw something else in there other than the cross, then we see that man's wisdom is teaching that the cross has become an offense to man's thoughts, to his reasoning. It's therefore that Paul says, "If anybody comes preaching any other gospel, which is no other gospel, let that person be accursed." There is no other way to heaven other than through Jesus, his finished work. It's not our finished work, but his finished work. It's not by works of righteousness which we have done, that would include baptism, but it's according to his mercy that he saved us. It's through his blood, the work on the cross, that we're saved. Now, there's many other things that I could point out to you here, but I could say that the offense of the cross, it offends because the revelation offends modern thought. Once again, man has become so smart that he has become dumb. And then we see that, how is this offense shown, the offense of the cross? It's frequently shown by the actual persecution of believers, or more often by slandering believers and sneering at them as old-fashioned fuddy-duddies, foolish, weak-minded, morose, self-conceited, on, and the list goes. Some people would have you to believe today that we're not to come out from among them. In other words, come out from the world, be separate. The Lord says that, be separate. Some people would say that you're a legalist if you say that we're to be conformed not to the world, but we're not to be conformed to Christ. Some people think that you're a legalist if you say you are to be transformed by the renewing of your mind through Jesus Christ. Some people would say that's old-fashioned. Well, it is. It's found in the Word of God. The Word of God is old. It'll stand the test of time, and it has and it will. God's Word will never fail us. God's Word will never pass away. It's settled in heaven forever. Don't let anybody tell you that you're saved any other way other than through Jesus Christ. That is the preaching of the cross. That is salvation to this lost and dying world, to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Call upon him today. Receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. Repent of your sin. "I'm sorry, Lord, that I've sinned. Please forgive me. I've changed my mind about how to get to heaven. You're the only way, and I accept your way. You are the way. I accept you right now."
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.